Reishan Tet Siv Gimel. V'taltem Ne'alim Teishim Meishim Alov Lechem B'Shavet Ofer. Here's the concept under certain circumstances that if you put a bread on top of the mussar, you could carry in such a fashion, but the mice does not help by standard mussar over here. The reason why it doesn't help, and the Shabbu explains, because the mice, this candelabra was made for the candles and not for the piece of bread you put on top of it. But still primarily bought this for the Isra and not for the Hesed. Even though the lechem is a double choshev, you need bread. But the mice, the way we relate to this is the candelabra is a both as a support for the fire. The Yeshua Shemasa Tal of the Shal says, they lechem, zeh, they list machalom. The opinion says, is it permitted, but do not rely on that bread. So we're talking about here, putting a bread on the candelabra, and we're saying it doesn't help. Siv Dalit. In Vitna, the Erev Shabbos, Ayudit Al-Nerzeh, Shrek Tal-Talenu, Mishi Yichte. We made a condition before Shabbos that he wants to move this around after his house. So the question is, the condition help over here to permit the moving around of this candelabra after the fire is out. So it's a little interesting type of tonight, because the mice of the tonight cannot help move it around when it's lit. It's only saying, well, even though in the beginning of Shabbos it was lit, but I clearly want to use it afterwards, and that should be, for some reason, remove the issue of saying that since it was also in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also for Shabbos. The Ramah says, Yishayim the Lehman is tonight. V'chein Nogim Dina Seher. We hold that tonight cannot help, because since it was also in the beginning of Shabbos, even if he made all the conditions of the world, anything that was also in the beginning of Shabbos remains also throughout Shabbos. It's in Tanayah on the Tavis and Torah Islam Ches. Look in Hilchos Sukkot about these type of Tanoim, where if you're doing it, you have to do the tonight, make the tonight before being a Shmoshes. Like we said, over here you can't say that I want to make it movable in Tavis and Shmoshes, because throughout the Shmoshes it was Muxit. So did tonight on the Kavan Tereish on the Ches, we just read that, V'noigim V'taltaloi Alitei Eni Yehud. If it needs to be removed, you can ask a Goy to remove it. Zeybeza Yisra V'mir La'akum. Oh, now it was a Chibish, according to the Yisra V'mir La'akum, even by Yisra Rabbonim, unless a special need. It's also, why is it better? Hoyo V'amidik Kach, Tavaki V'hitna Lov, Mitchila V'shar Kenei Nirel. He says, a Chibish, that since the minig was to have a Goy remove the candles, because if you made it tonight, even without the candles, after the fire went out. Now, the obvious question is, what do you mean? It's as if you made it tonight. We just said that tonight doesn't help. So we're saying that tonight doesn't help for a Jew, but a Goy can rely on the Molim that say tonight does help. According to this, it's going to come out that if you had like a Yahrzeit candle and you want to now move it, and it went out unintentionally, you're not allowed to have the Goy move it, because you can't say it was as if she made it tonight, because there your intent was to leave it on the whole Shabbos. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says, that this heter, I was saying, is only because of the tonight, is if you have extensive candelabra, and you want to put it away so it shouldn't be damaged or stolen. Then it has to be with this tonight. But if he says, if you want to use the plate, or use a candelabra or something else, then you could use it how they go under all circumstances, because that's based on a halacha that we saw in Reishayin Vov that says that if you need to move the muksa, you can have a goy move it, since you yourself can muksa it with tilta ben asar. Okay, so the bottom line is that a candelabra that went out on Shabbos, if your minig is, or you plan clearly in advance to have a goy remove it, and once it goes out, you can rely on that. If you're not planning to that it would go out and something happened and went out, then it depends. If you want to move it because you need a plate or because you need a candelabra or something, then it's permitted. But if you want to just to protect the candelabra, we are specific. Ne'er shedlika b'shabbos l'chaya l'choyla v'yolda achaya v'nisraf l'choyla. You lit a candle on Shabbos for a choyla sheish b'satona, or a woman who's giving birth, and they don't need it anymore. Mutu l'tata l'mkova. You allowed him to tassel it if it went out. They'd be Kiddush. Why? Because it wasn't muksa on the onset of Shabbos. He lit it on Shabbos. So you can't say immediately it's katsoy and shmoshes, since it was also from the beginning of Shabbos remains also. It's also when it's being used, when it's out. But then the matzah of Shabbos is shogeg, you can cover mutl tassel. Same thing. If you lit on Shabbos unintentionally, then also when it goes out, it's not muktzeh anymore. Yeah, because the muktzeh has to be from the beginning of Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, it came muktzeh, and then it stopped being muktzeh. Yeah. Tamavan, since it's a klishim lakalizer, you cannot move it if you just want to protect it. You can move it, but so goofy in the claim if you want to use it or you want to use the place. Yeah. Here we see that a candelabra is considered a klishim lakalizer, and it's mutter with so goofy in the claim. Siv, vav, ner shalo yidlik, oi vay se Shabbos, afil shocheret, the mois afil, which will lamp to masriach, mutter with tafel, and mutter with machmishmi, it's mutter. A lamp, even if it's made out of pottery, and it looks very unpleasant because it has old oil absorbed into it, even so, that does not make it fully muksa. Muksa, just because it's most unpleasant, does not make it muksa. Like we said before, it's still a klishim lakalisim.